Okay, you probably know this by now, but Izzy, our World Cup predicting ocelot, was right. He predicted a win for Belgium over the USA. Those were some bitter bamboo leaves to swallow. Also tasting the bitterness of defeat is the world soccer guy William Troop. He was at the game last night in Salvador, Brazil. William, what a heartbreaker. What was it like to be there?
It was amazing and really heartbreaking, like you said, at the same time. I and at least half the stadium were yelling our throats hoarse, cheering on the U.S. till the very, very end. And you know, when the final whistle went, it was like, you know, half the stadium was celebrating because there were a lot of Belgian fans too. And half of us were just sitting there in our seats going, I can't believe this is over. So it was heartbreaking for sure.
So, William, I know that you are a goaltender yourself. It can be a very lonely position, but boy, the man of the hour is U.S. goaltender Tim Howard. What an amazing performance despite the loss.
Yeah, and actually, you're right. I mean, I am a goalkeeper. I've played goalkeeper all my life. And they say goalkeepers are crazy, and it's true. You got to be a little crazy for the stuff you have to do to play like Howard did. Howard had a crazy game last night. The stuff that he was stopping any other keeper any other night, you know, half of those would have gone in. Belgium would have won the game easily. It was just tremendous to see him play like that. He set a record for the most saves ever recorded by one keeper in a World Cup game.
Yeah, I think it was 16.
That's right. So it was like a bombardment. The Belgians kept coming at him. He kept pushing it out. It was just exhilarating for me as a keeper. And I think when I cheered the loudest during last night's game was when Howard was making saves like right on my end of the field. And I was like, yes, Howard, come on. It was really cool.
So tell us a bit about the challenges of tending goal. It seems to me as a non-soccer person like just a huge space to guard.
Yeah, I mean, basically it's all about positioning. It is a huge space. Even a big player standing in the middle of a goal is just covering a small fraction of that huge space. So it's all about, you know, where you position yourself and trying to anticipate where the ball is going to go. That's what makes great keepers great.
How do you choose which way to leap, you know, when a ball's about to be kicked?
You have to kind of read the body language of the player who's about to kick it. When you've played long enough, you see someone coming towards you. You try to come out and make the angle smaller, make yourself big. And then you read the body language to see which way he's leaning. And you can kind of guess where he's going to go. You know, a good forward will make you guess the wrong way. But a lot of the time, you come out, you read the body language, and you kind of guess where it's going to go. And you go for it, and you hope for the best.
Now, the U.S. may be out of this tournament, but it really seems like it's been a huge win for soccer in the U.S. in terms of popularity and interest in this World Cup.
Yeah, I mean, it really does seem that way. Here in Brazil, just seeing the number of Americans who are here to witness this World Cup in person, it's just an amazing testament to the popularity of the sport back home. And last night at the stadium, you know, it might have been 50-50 Belgians and U.S., but the Americans were cheering the loudest. When those chants of USA, USA were getting going, it was really goosebump kind of inducing. And also just being here in Brazil and seeing the coverage that the Brazilian media has given to World Cup parties and the World Cup viewing areas in cities around the U.S., I mean, it just tells you that more and more people are following the sport now.
The world soccer guy, William Troop, who is in Brazil and witnessed the tough U.S. defeat by Belgium. Thanks, William.
You're welcome. I'm still in recovery mode, by the way.
And we're going to leave you today with a track by Brazilian artist Gilberto Gil. Gil played goalie as a child growing up in Brazil, and he wrote this track, Meio de Campo, about his experiences tending goal and in homage to the 1970s Brazilian midfielder Alfonsinho. I'd say Tim Howard deserves an anthem of his own after his performance yesterday. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Carol Hills. Until tomorrow. Defendida pelo goleiro que joga na seleção e eu não sou Pelé nem nada. Se muito for eu sou dos tão prezado amigo Afonsinho. Eu continuo aqui mesmo. Aperfeiçoando o imperfeito, dando tempo, dando jeito, desprezando a perfeição, que a perfeição é uma meta defendida pelo goleiro que joga na seleção. E eu não sou Pelé nem nada, se muito for eu sou um tostão. Fazer um gol nessa partida não é fácil, meu irmão.